You have a wealth of information right on your computer. Hello, I'm Chase Carrington. Welcome to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. I find this a very useful feature about Mac computers, and that is the help guides. And I think a lot of people really, if you're lost about your Mac software, this is the place to go. I mean, they spare nothing. Built into your computer in every single program, at least Apple program, is a help guide. And Apple just does a great job. I mean, they don't read like boring instruction manuals. These are like full nonfiction, extensive nonfiction works about the topic of your software. I mean, you couldn't do much better if you bought a book from the library or bought one from a bookstore. Right now, I'm reading the help guide for Compressor. It's a pro video application I use. And it's got everything. It explains different standards. And it's a lot of it's complex, but it does explain stuff in a fairly simple way, comparing stuff to, you know, well-known things. Talk about different color standards and a lot of other things. And I think if you have a problem trying to figure something out on your Mac, or possibly your PC, I mean, I just don't know if PCs have this. They probably do have some sort of help feature. But you have volumes and volumes of help information built in, well, basically built into your computer. Honestly, I wish I could say this is the reason I know so much about Macs. It actually probably isn't, because I experiment with stuff a lot, and that's how I learn a lot of my things. But I'm going to start just reading through all of these, just this volumes of information. Right now, I'm reading an article about a wide color gamut and HDR, just how to change the color space of a video, just so many different articles here about this program, but it also explores the topics connected to it and so many other things. So if you want to learn everything about your Mac, go to the program you want to learn about, whatever it is, pages. You can also go just to the help, even when you're not in a specific program, just go through the whole volume. But just go in a program like Pages or iMovie, press that little help button. And that help button, it'll say program name, then help. And it's going to take you to just this amazing window into just information about your program, how to set stuff up, different settings. Sometimes they'll even have troubleshooting. Just so many things to learn. So I'm going to go do that now with my program. And I hope that you will as well, and you can learn more about your Mac and how to use it better and use it to create awesome things. I'm Chase Carrington, and welcome to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Favorite, please. Thank you.